The minister's just in place, but I can tell you that the minister will come under tremendous pressure from me, the SDLP and others in relation to the devastation that was caused to the northwest in August 2017. We're now in 2020 and many farmers have been left to deal with the huge damage and devastation that was caused on that summer by the floods here. There has been very little done by the department to date simply because they've said the absence of a minister meant that they were restricted in what they could do to respond to this devastation. I never accepted that excuse. I didn't accept then and I don't accept it now, because if you look and consider the Primark fire that is terrible for Belfast and terrible for Belfast City Centre, there was a calling between the heads of each of the departments to pump some money and finances into Belfast City Centre to alleviate the pressure that was caused as a result of Primark fire. So we're seeing an example of where a crisis happened in Belfast and there was a huge response to it from the departments. But when it happened in the North West, there was no response. There was just silence and there was no leadership in relation to it from those who were in charge of the money. And to date, there's many people in the community sector, businesses, in domestic homes and also farmers who have been left in complete isolation without any support. And I've been told on numerous occasions by the Permanent Secretary that this will be resolved when a minister's back. The minister's now back. It's 3 weeks in and I have submitted numerous questions to him to find out exactly what he intends to do to deal with this issue. I want a compensation package in place, a crisis package as I've called it, for farmers off the Glenelg Valley and off the wider North West, and I want it released immediately, and I think the minister will consider that very carefully. He has indicated such, and this can't drag on any longer. It has to be a matter of urgency, and I would hope that the minister takes this as serious as I do as a representative for West Tyrone.
One would have expected there would be draft documents already ready, basically awaiting a minister's signature. Is that the situation, or are we actually going to get to the point now where several weeks and months are going to be taken up drafting a scheme?
My understanding is that all those reports are ready, and there has been two permanent secretaries in the post in the absence of the institutions, and both permanent secretaries reassured me on numerous occasions that it would be a all systems go situation, simply awaiting approval from a minister. Minister Poots is in place. He comes from a farming background himself, so I know he has a deep appreciation of how difficult this situation would be to our farmers in the rural countryside of the North West, the Glenelg Valley, Plumbridge and the surrounding areas. And I know that he will take this very, very seriously. I will be in the Assembly on Monday. There will be a debate in relation to pay packages, direct payments for farmers. But I will intervene in that debate, and I will be asking the Minister directly again to very quickly move on this and to release some funding for farmers who have been faced with a huge crisis over the last 2.5-3 years.